You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This is Radio Clash. I'm your host, Will Moustakakis. And this week, you know, with Black Friday was last week, and Cyber Monday was this week, and Christmas is coming up, I guess. So my theme is Lost in the Supermarket. It's about consumerism, in case you couldn't tell. So it's based off of the Clash song of the same name, Lost in the Supermarket, which is going to be the first track I'm playing today. So Lost in the Supermarket off of the classic album London Calling. So here we go. That was Lost in the Supermarket by The Clash. Obviously, my radio show is called Radio Clash. Gotta play The Clash sometimes. So this is an episode about consumerism and that type of stuff. Yeah, the other day I found out that, ironically, the movie Charlie Brown, or Merry Christmas Charlie Brown, whatever the movie's, the Charlie Brown Christmas special has been cut because, like, has been, parts of it have been cut out on TV to add in more commercials, which is very ironic considering the movie is about the commercialization of the Christmas season. So, yeah, so that was part of my inspiration for this. Anyway, up next we have Sell Out by Real Big Fish. Actually, the next two songs are both about kind of like the music industry, consumerization type stuff. So, Sell Out by Real Big Fish. Here we go.
You to hear, tell me it's cool, I just don't believe it. Sell out with me, oh yeah, sell out with me tonight. The record company's only give me lots of money and everything's gonna be alright. And everything's gonna be
Alright, if Sell Out by Real Big Fish isn't enough of a classic for you, up next I have what most people would probably consider actually a classic. It's Have a Cigar by Pink Floyd off their 1975. That was the year I was going to say, but I checked it, so I can't really prove that. Their 1975 album, Wish You Were Here. Obviously, Pink Floyd, one of the most famous bands, definitely the most famous prog rock band of all time, because, you know, nobody likes Yes. But, so Pink Floyd with Have a Cigar. I'm just going to play this song at this point.
Thank you.
That was Have a Cigar from Pink Floyd. Up next, we have Soma by The Strokes. Off their debut album, Is This It? Is This It used to be my favorite Strokes album. Now, I'm a little more divided. I think First Impressions of Earth is my favorite Strokes album, but I can't commit. So, who knows? Anyway, not that anyone really cares. So we have Soma by The Strokes. Here we go. That was Soma from The Strokes. I guess we'll just get into the next song. The next song is This Is the End for You, My Friend, by Anti-Flag off their, I want to say it's 2005 album. Give it to me. No, 2006. Their 2006 album, For Blood and Empire. Anti-Flag are a band I don't know. I hesitate to say that I like them just because sometimes they produce very good music, and then sometimes it's a little simplistic, and I'm not a huge fan. But this is a good song. It's about consumerism, kind of. So, yeah, we're going to play it. Anti-Flag, This Is the End for You, My Friend.
For you, my friend, I can't forget.
That was This Is The End For You, My Friend, by Anti-Flag. Up next, we have a song by Fastball, and it's not really, like, specifically about consumerism, per se, but, I mean, you can definitely see how it could be construed that way, you know, like, just getting away from everything because it's overwhelming, I guess. I guess, I don't know. It's The Way off their 1998 album. Oh, please be 1998. Yes, their 1998 album, All the Pain Money Can Buy. So, Fastball, The Way. Here we go.
Director of Public Relations, Aura 299.
Is available only at the
next
event.
There's no other.
Okay.
Talking. And now I
anyone could see the road that they walk on.
That was The Way from Fastball. Up next, this song doesn't really fit in with my theme that well, but I mean, I guess it kind of fits in with the idea of being lost in the supermarket, like being lost in society or whatever. I don't know. It's Suburban Home by Descendants off their 1982 classic album, Milo Goes to College. Yeah, hope you enjoy it. It's a pretty good song. Here we go.
I want to be stereotyped. I want to be classified. To be classified.
That was Suburban Home from Descendants. And that song might not be the best example of it, but I realized, well, I didn't just realize, but like, some people obviously don't like, I wouldn't call Descendants hardcore punk, but they're similar to hardcore punk. But one of the things I really enjoy about it is how the bass often carries the melody. And it's, you can kind of hear in that last song, but not a whole lot, but the bass carries the melody and the guitar kind of either like, doubles the melody or drops back to more of a rhythm role, like what the bass would usually be doing. Just cause I think a lot of rock bands don't really use the bass very well at all. But that's just my opinion. Anyway. So up next we have another one that doesn't quite fit in with my theme, but it does have to do with like kind of being overwhelmed by society and also like not being able to find a job. In addition to just being one of my favorite songs by Bob Dylan, Subterranean Homesick Blues is just a great song. So that's my next track. I hope you enjoy it. Yeah, here we go.
John is in the basement mixing up the medicine. I'm on the pavement thinking about the government. The man in a trench coat, batch out, laid off, says he's got a bad cough, wants to get it paid off. Look out, kid, it's something you did. God knows when, but you're doing it again. You better duck down the alleyway. Look looking for a new friend. A man in a coonskin cap in a pig pen wants $11 bills. You only got 10. Maggie calls Fleetfoot, face full of black soot, talking at the heat, put plants in the bed, but the phone's tapped anyway. Maggie says the men say they must bust an early man. Orders from the DA, look out, kid, don't matter what you did. But walk on your tiptoes, don't tie no bows. Better stay away from those that care out a fire hose. Keep a clean nose, watch a plain clothes. You don't need a weatherman to know which way the wind blows. Sick, get well, hang around an inkwell, hang bell, hard to tell if anything is gonna sell. Try hard, get bought, get back, ride rail, get jail, jump bail, join the army if you fail. Look out, kid, you're gonna get hit by losers, cheaters, six-time users, hanging around the theaters. Girl by the whirlpools, looking for a new fool, don't follow leaders, or watch your parking meter. Short pants, romance. Learn to dance, get dressed, get blessed. Try to be success. Please her, please him. Buy gifts, don't steal, don't live. 20 years of schooling and it put you on a day shift. Look out, kid, to keep it all hid. Better jump down a manhole, light yourself a candle. Don't wear sandals and try to forge a scandal. Don't want to be a bum, you better chew gum. The pump don't work cause the vandals took the handle.
That was Subterranean Homesick Blues from Bob Dylan. Up next, we have like I don't know. Like I feel like I just had to play this song. It's Once in a Lifetime by Talking Heads off their 1980 album Remain in Light. Probably my favorite Talking Heads album, in all honesty. It's hard to say. Fear Music's pretty good. Anyway, but I really like Remain in Light a lot. I think that was the first Talking Heads album I listened to all the way through. Anyway, here we go. Once in a Lifetime is just a classic song. I felt I couldn't play it in an episode that dealt with consumerism and society and being overwhelmed by society and stuff like that. So, we're just going to play Once in a Lifetime by Talking Heads. Hope you enjoy.
And you may find yourself in a beautiful house with a beautiful wife. And you may ask yourself, well, how did I get here?
Letting the days go by, let the water hold me down. Letting the days go by, water flowing underground into the blue again. After the money's gone, once in a lifetime, water flowing underground.
And you may ask yourself, how do I work this? And you may ask yourself, where is that large automobile? And you may tell yourself, this is not my beautiful house. And you may tell yourself, this is not my beautiful wife. Same as it ever was, 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 same as it ever was. Water dissolving and water removing. There is water at the bottom of the ocean. Under the water, carry the water.
Remove the water.
Water dissolving and water removing.
Letting the days go by.
That was Once in a Lifetime from Talking Heads. Up next, I have another one that I don't really know if it fits in my theme or not. Who knows? What even is my theme? This is A Different City by Modest Mouse off their, oh gosh, what are you, I want to say 2001? Their 2000 album, damn. Their 2000 album, The Moon in Antarctica. The Moon and Antarctica. Ugh, that's not a fun thing to say. But anyway, A Different City by Modest Mouse. It's kind of about just feeling isolated. Well, actually, it's kind of about like wanting to, like the inherent desire to be isolated, but like not in a good way. So the guy wants to move to a different city where he doesn't know anyone. But he's not going to go out and meet people. He's just going to sit in his room and watch TV. It's kind of like you're isolated from society and you can't change that, I guess. I don't know. Analyze it for yourself if you really want. We're just going to listen to the song. Here we go. A Different City by Modest Mouse. That was A Different City from Modest Mouse. Up next, we have another song that I probably couldn't have included in an episode about consumerism without, like, using it, I guess. You know what I'm saying. It's The Sound of Silence by Simon and Garfunkel. Yeah, I know. It's kind of meme-y now. It's used in memes. But still a very good song. Yeah, and it fits in with my theme. And I like Simon and Garfunkel, so we're going to play it. Here we go. Sound of Silence.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again, because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping. And the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound of silence. In restless dreams I walked along narrow streets of cobblestone, 'neath the halo of a street lamp. I turned my collar to the cold and damp, when my eyes were stabbed by the flash of a neon light that split the night and touched the sound of silence. And in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more. People talking without speaking, people hearing without listening, people writing songs that voices never share. No one did disturb the sound of silence. Fool said I, you do not know. Silence like a cancer grows. Hear my words that I might teach you. Take my arms that I might reach you. But my words like silent raindrops fell, echoing the wells of silence. The people bowed and prayed to the neon god they made. And the sign flashed out its warning in the words that it was forming. And the sign said the words of the prophets are written on the subway walls, tenement halls, whispering of silence.
That was The Sound of Silence from Simon and Garfunkel. Up next I have what I'm going to call a much more abrasive song. It's Merchandise by Fugazi off their 1990 album Repeater. If you don't know who Fugazi are, do you know if you know who Ian MacKaye is? He's in Fugazi. Ian MacKaye was in Minor Threat, who are DC punk band from the 80s. Fugazi is his project afterwards. Great band. Both of them are pretty good bands. Ian MacKaye is just a great dude. So we're gonna play Merchandise by Fugazi off their album Repeater. Certainly fits in with my consumerism lost in the supermarket theme. But I know for a fact that whoever might be listening, I have four listeners, so some of my four listeners might not enjoy this song. So, but whatever. Here we go. That was Merchandise from Fugazi. It's a good song, but... Oh, Neil likes it. Oh, wow. I was actually not expecting Neil to like that song. I thought Neil would dislike that song, but hey. I guess people surprise you sometimes. But yeah, Fugazi, good band. Anyway, up next we have... maybe one of the reasons I wanted to play this show. But anyway, it's Macy's Day Parade, by Green Day off their 2000 album Warning. Warning is, as I've said before in the show, a very underrated Green Day album. I kind of stopped listening to Green Day for a few years, but I've gotten back into some of their stuff, relatively recently, over the past year or so. And Morning is probably like top three Green Day albums for me. Ooh, that's a divisive statement, but no one listens to my radio show anyway, so no one heard it. Good. Anyway, so here's Macy's Day Parade by Green Day. It's very, very, focused on consumerism, and the things you haven't got, I guess. I don't know. Just listen to this song. Here we go.
Today's a Macy's Day Parade. The night of the living dead is on its way. With the credit report for duty call. It's a lifetime guarantee. Stuffed in a coffin, 10% more free. Red light special at the mausoleum. Give me something that I need. Satisfaction guaranteed to you. What's the consolation price? Economy.
I know it's all that I wanted.
That was Macy's Day Parade. Oh, shoot. Sorry. I've been having some technical difficulties, but I've gotten through them. That was Macy's Day Parade from Green Day. And that was actually my last song for today, so ending a little early, but that's okay. I have work to do. I'm sure my listeners also have things they have to do, too. Oh, wow, I have 6 listeners now. There's no way those last 2 listeners tuned in for me. So shout out to my 2 listeners who are here to listen to the show after me. I'm sure it'll be good. I'm sure it'll be better than this. Anyway, so yeah, I'm going to end the show here. So this was Radio Clash. I still am Will Moustakakis. I'll be back. Wait, will I be back next week? I'm pretty sure I'll be back next week. Same time. Wednesday, 3 to 4. That'll probably be my last episode of the semester because I have finals the week after, I believe. I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure that's the way it is. So tune in next week for the final episode of, well, the final episode this semester of Radio Clash. Anyway, hope you enjoy your week. Yeah, I mean, I have 2 minutes technically, but I have nothing to talk about. And I didn't plan to play any more songs. So, yeah, I'll see you later.